There's still no PATH train service in or out of Hoboken. That's left commuters with options like pricier ferry trips or longer bus rides to get into Manhattan. Nearly a month after Sandy, Port Authority officials brought reporters, including WNYC's Bridget Bergen, down into a tunnel below Hoboken to see just why the repairs are taking so long.
We met on the train platform, where PATH officials handed us each a hard hat and neon vest. The station is an active construction site. Huge spools of cable were sitting on flatbed cars where the PATH train would normally be. The turnstiles and vending machines were covered in clear plastic tarps. Before taking us nearly a quarter mile into the damaged tunnels, Stephen Kingsbury, acting PATH director, pointed to a display of photographs from the storm. One showed water rushing down a set of steps, even though a pressurized floodgate appeared to be in place.
Water came down everywhere. And it was so much water that it again flooded the track area, which is beneath us.
8 feet of water destroyed switches, corroded cables, and took about a week just to pump out. Kingsbury says since the city itself flooded, there was no way to keep the Hoboken station dry.
I mean, it wouldn't flood if we could move the station above ground and put it somewhere in the sky, you're correct. But since we need to be underground, that's where the trains are, we're doing what we can do to fortify what we have so that the water won't penetrate as much.
Right now, crews are working day and night. They're replacing damaged cables and switches and fixing broken equipment. And the whole system will need to be tested before service is restored. Officials say the PATH train system suffered $300 million worth of damage. And for commuters, it will be several more weeks before the Hoboken station reopens. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
PATH train service is currently running between Newark and the World Trade Center and Journal Square and 33rd Street on weekdays from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.